This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Final Fantasy VII is over again for a second time, or is it? I am Brooklyn Zed. I'm here with Adam H. We finished Final Fantasy VII last week, Adam. You beat the game, but you're still here.
Yeah, you know, did beat the game. It was quite a ride, Zed. It was really a ride to complete that game. There were many times along the way where I did not think I was going to be able to do it. But we did it. I beat Final Fantasy VII. How exciting. We're done.
How exciting. Yeah. Except you were like, okay, well, if you want to take me along to do anything else, I'm here.
Yeah.
So I said, cool, great. Well, let's just continue. We'll play Final Fantasy VIII. We'll have a great time. Notoriously a popular game that I enjoyed playing. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do that. I don't want to play Final Fantasy VIII again. And I definitely don't want to make you do it. Because if you struggled with understanding materia and pairing materia properly, you would hate the magic system in Final Fantasy VIII, which I think is my least favorite magic system in the franchise of the games that I have played, which is a substantial number at this point. So we're gonna play Remake. We'll give you the headline right off the bat. Adam's gonna play FF7 Remake.
We're not even going to make him work for it. We're just going to say right off the rip here.
The bit lasted a total of a minute.
Okay. Not very long. Yeah, not very long for
it's okay.
That bit. But what can you do? Yeah, Final Fantasy VII Remake. A newer game, I believe. Is it the newest game that they have come out with?
Well, that depends on what you call new. It was released in 2020. They have released pixel remasters of the first six games for iOS and Android, and I think also Steam, since then. I played all of those. We talked about those on the podcast. You can find my playthroughs on my YouTube channel, Hard Rock Hope on YouTube. This is the new, I want to, nope, it's not even the newest original content, because last or earlier this year, what is time? They released Stranger of Paradise, which is like a Final Fantasy origin story about, I don't know, I haven't played it yet.
Okay.
There is a remake of Crisis Core, which is a game about Zack. Zack is the protagonist of Crisis Core, and that's coming out soon. There's a lot of constantly things happening in the FF, in the Final Fantasy universe, in the FF7 universe. We got the trailer recently for part two of Remake, which is called Rebirth. Not to be confused with Crisis Core Reunion, which is what the remake of Crisis Core is called. They love to name everything the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And this is a different reunion than all of the trash bags slinking to the mountain.
I mean, not necessarily.
Oh, it's the same reunion. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. So, well, if this is the same one.
I haven't played Crisis Core yet. I'm going to play it when the new one comes out and it becomes available on a system that I own. But not yet. But we're going to play Remake. Famously, according to Josh Wigler, the best thing on television in the year 2020. released in April, right after the start of the pandemic. So a great thing to sink all your time into while you're unemployed and the world is in crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're all employed and the world is in crisis.
Yes, so only some of those things have potentially changed for some people. But here we are. Yeah, still, you know, hopefully the greatest thing on television, although I won't be doing it on a TV. It'll just be on my computer. Just as, you know, Final Fantasy VII was. But I'm excited, Zed. I have to say, I think I'm more excited to start this than I was to start Final Fantasy VII proper.
Sure. I think that's totally fair, given your limited gaming experience and what you like about Final Fantasy XIV. I think you will find more of that here in Remake than you did in the original game. But no way was I going to let you play Remake without doing the original first.
Yeah, that all tracks. Something about putting in your time or paying your dues or something something like that. So hopefully we are past that point for sure. But I am excited about playing Final Fantasy VII Remake. I think at least from what you've described, they like really put some time in on the story here. And so I do think it's potentially worth having just a little bit of a conversation here about like what I should know before going into this. And like potentially what are the things that I should be like looking out for, things that, you know, I should be like, you know, really paying attention to, getting excited for, stuff like that. Cause I know I'll just preface this with like the main things that I know are that this is going to be basically the first part of Final Fantasy VII, just expanded, end of list.
Yeah. So this part of the game is just Midgar. It is divided into 18 chapters, and that will take us through from the very beginning of Cloud on the train and the initial reactor bombing mission to the escape on the motorcycle off the highway out of town.
Okay.
And that's it.
18 chapters. Feels like kind of a lot, actually.
It is. It's still, I'd say, 40 or 50 hours of gameplay.
Oh, wow.
And that's it just in regular mode before the optional hard mode. So I'm going to play along with you in hard mode. I just completed a streaming Remake on Twitch on regular because I hadn't streamed it before. I played it before I was streaming. So you'll play the regular version and I'll play hard mode along with you week to week. And in hard mode, you can't use items.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Why would anyone do that to themselves?
If you are a person who is trophy hunting and needs to 100% the game like I do, if you're afflicted with that sickness.
Okay.
Yes. So I have done that already. And I will say playing through the game this time, even in the regular mode, was so much easier just kind of knowing ahead of time what to do. There are not cheats the way you can turn on cheats in FF7 if you're playing on the Switch. But if you're just kind of prepared for the enemies coming up and you know what their resistances are, you can like push through the game a lot easier in general. But I think this game will make a pretty intuitive sense to you in terms of mechanics and things. And the game does a pretty good job of pushing you along, knowing where you need to go next. So it should be pretty straightforward in that regard. And then there are a handful of chapters where it opens up a little more and you can choose which activities to do in which order, if you're going to do all of them or not. And the less you care about trophies, the less it matters. So,
yeah, I mean, I think that we all know at this point that I am certainly not into the, the trophy hunting at all.
Yes, we differ greatly in that regard.
Yes, I would like to, complete the game. That is the I don't want to like sacrifice any of the story.
Sure, sure.
I don't want to like miss any of that stuff. I'm not like trying to, you know, cheat or anything like that. But I'm not trying to I'm not trying to punish myself to get everything here. So that's exciting. 18 chapters, a lot of stuff going on, some little bit of open world stuff. My biggest questions going into this, and I'm assuming I'll figure this out obviously as we get into the game, but the combat of it all, the fighting of it all. And so Final Fantasy VII, we called it what, turn-based or whatever it was.
Yeah, turn-based combat, yeah.
Is that still the case here in Final Fantasy VII Remake?
No. So in Remake, it is active, I think, active time battle, I think is what it's called. Each of your characters will have an ATB bar, and I believe that stands for active time battle, which fills up so that you can use additional skills, but you can be attacking all the time. You will be moving around. Your enemies will be moving around. It'll be much more like the combat that you're familiar with from 14.
Okay.
Not in terms of having, you know, multiple hot bars of skills, but in terms of no one's taking turns. If you just sit there, you will die.
Okay. Well, I think that was true of Final Fantasy VII, no?
I guess I think there's two settings. I think it can either keep going or it can be set to wait, but that makes it take forever.
Oh yeah, I think I just had it keep going.
Okay.
And so there's not multiple like bars of battle, but I still have like a party. I'll still have the option of like putting people together in a party.
Your party will always be set for you. It won't always be the same people. You're only gonna have Cloud, Tifa, Aerith, and Barret. And Red 13 will hop in towards the end, but you won't get to actually play as him, which made me very sad. I guess you won't really care.
Well, you know, maybe he's different this game.
I think he's great. I think they did a really great job of characterizing everybody in this version of the game. Barret is an absolute delight. He's my favorite in Remake. But once again, I do think it's Aerith's story, and we're just like along for the ride as Cloud, in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. So still playing as Cloud, still going to be that massive sword wielding, whatever. Have the party, stuff like that. Okay. Gosh. I mean, I don't know how many more like questions I have here. Is there anything else like I should know or need to know here before we get, you know, rolling on chapter one?
I don't think so. I mean, you have played through the story, so you have a sense of what to expect at the beginning of the game. There will be the occasional timed thing, but I don't think that's going to be an issue. I'm trying to think if there's anything really tricky that you won't understand right off the bat, and I don't think so. You'll do that first bombing mission. You'll get to do the airbuster fight. Not the airbuster, that's way later. But you'll get to do the scorpion sentinel fight, which is that iconic early like mechanical scorpion looking robot that you fight at the very beginning of the game, taken to a whole other level. And some of the other like smaller random encounters that you experience throughout the game will become like more frequent monsters. Some of them will become bigger, more important fights in the game. No fighting Colonel Mustard yet.
Dang it.
Because that's later. That's outside of Midgar. He's in the game. You'll see him, but we won't fight him yet. But he's there.
Okay. I don't know if I remember him from the first part, at least of Final Fantasy VII.
He's just around. You know, he's one of the Shinra guys, so he's there.
Just a guy. Okay. Okay, so that's interesting. Is there anything that they added, like majorly from Final Fantasy VII that like is gonna throw me?
Yes, and you will encounter it early, and I will not be taking questions at this time.
Sure. Okay. Yes. I have to keep keep things under lock and key.
There is a big. There is definitely a pretty significant deviation that will be a thread throughout. That will sort of get explained at the end, but is still will possibly leave you with more questions than you had before. There's a lot of theories out there about what it means and about what direction the game is going to head in going forward. They've made it pretty clear it's not going to be just a note for note remake of the original, that they have some ideas for some different things they want to try along the way. I had several different theories about what this was over the course of the gameplay. So we'll see what you think as you encounter it at different points in the game. But yeah, there will be pretty early on something pretty major. It'll be like, what is this? And it will be a recurring thing throughout.
Okay.
The story.
Okay, well now I'm intrigued. Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to see what's going on there. I will just say right at the start here, I'm definitely going into this with a open mind in terms of the characters. There were a few characters from regular Final Fantasy VII, as was well documented on the podcast, that I just did not care about.
Sure.
And I don't actually anticipate that we will get to most of them.
We will,
or potentially even any of them here in this game. Yeah. But I also have to imagine that there will be more characters as they like flesh out this beginning portion of the game versus as we started with before.
Yeah, you'll make a few new friends, one of whom is iconic enough that I named one of my dog's toys after him. I'll explain it when we get there.
Yeah. Well, it got, that was such an interesting start to the sentence. I thought you were going to be like, oh, I need my dog, but it's just a dog's toy. No. So, like,
yes.
Is that really, like, iconic?
Oh, he's iconic.
Okay.
And I think the toy a little bit looks like him and sounds like him.
It sounds like him.
I think so.
Oh, my.
I'll explain it when you meet him, which will be a little bit. I don't think it's in these first two chapters. I'm gonna have you play the first two chapters for next week.
Two chapters.
They vary greatly in how dense they are.
Sure.
So like chapter 9 is Wall Market, and that's its own, it could be its own game, I think.
Wow.
Chapter 9. But then there's a chapter that's just like you're climbing a building, and when you're done, that chapter is over. So the first two we'll do as a unit. We are not covering Remake for 18 weeks. That's not happening.
Yeah, probably not. Okay, so two chapters there. Yeah, and so like I said, I'm going into this with, you know, an open mind, ready to embrace all of the characters potentially. Although it sounds like if I have four all of the time, then I'll have to leave one out. So we'll have to.
It will do that, but you will never be deciding your party.
Oh, okay. So I don't.
You will always.
I don't even get to be spiteful.
It will give you who you're gonna have. Sometimes you will be fighting with all four, but they will be split into two pairs. Okay. That it'll be a while before that happens. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's our classic trio of Cloud, Barret, and Tifa, and then Aerith will join us at the appropriate time, and then at the last minute we'll get to spend a little time with the lab rat dog.
Yeah, with Doggo. Okay.
Yeah.
A On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Okay, is there anything else like you think that I should, you know, be looking out for, need to know before I get started here?
Not really. Materia is going to work the same way as it did before. Okay. And you'll basically have all the same kinds of magic and skills that you had. And the game gives you tutorials on any new mechanics that are different and those sorts of things. And also will explain Materia to you. Yeah, they have, you know, I think they made the game for people who have played before, but also with the assumption that that people will play it having no idea what they're getting themselves into, naturally. So
yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, there we go. Final Fantasy VII Remake, first two chapters next week. Odds that I actually complete the first two chapters, said. Is this going to be one of those situations like the start of last podcast where, like, we'll see you at the end of Midgar? And there I was, not at the end of Midgar.
I don't think so. I think this is a doable section of game. I'm keeping an eye on how Josh split the game up for me, and we'll try and follow those same chunks because they make sense in terms of what part of the story we're talking about. But if it looks like a section might be too much, or if we need to spend a couple weeks in Wall Market because it's a lot, that's fine. You know, it's just a video game. It's not a big deal. But the goal for next week is the first two chapters. You'll get a feel for it. I think you're going to love it. I think you're going to have a really good time. I think it's going to be more your speed in terms of how the combat works. The music is great. The graphics are beautiful. It's a modern game. So it's closer to what you have more experience with. And it's certainly faster paced than the original.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, very excited about updated music that isn't from 1997 on a MIDI keyboard. So
wow,
that should be good. Yeah, I know. Listen, I said what I said. I'll be very high on music for this one. It's fine.
You're just asking the people to come for you.
Have you not, you know, listened to anything I've ever said ever? That's I feel like that's my MO at this point, Zed. Uh-huh. There we go. Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Yes. I think the way that they remastered, that's not even the right word, but reorchestrated the music for Remake is really great. It's so full. There's like a lot of depth to it. That it also feels very modern, I think. It's a lot of jams, a lot of grooves.
A lot of grooves. I don't know that I've heard that one before. A lot of grooves.
Yeah, you're grooving.
Is that the new, like, it's a bop?
It's probably the old, it's a bop.
It's a groove. Feeling groovy. Mm-hmm. Okay. And like you said, it's closer to Final Fantasy XIV, which I guess, you know, we made the announcement on the podcast, but back in Eorzea, we've been playing Final Fantasy XIV. Highlight, we beat Palace of the Dead level 50.
Yeah, we did. Last Sunday night, Adam and I, along with Alex and Brenna from the Post-Show Recaps patron Discord, sat down, headed back into Palace of the Dead for the first time in who knows how long?
Ages.
Ages, yeah. Because I've played the game some, but you got to have a crew to go into Palace of the Dead. So it has probably been at least a year since I was in there. And we were running around just absolutely crushing everything. We had a great time.
Yeah, we did it on our first
try. It was very satisfying.
It was ridiculous how, I mean, like, it felt almost too easy at that point that I'm serious, Zed. We had, like, died so many times on that level 50 boss before. Just, like, we had no idea what we were doing. You know, we'd always, like, fail the mechanics or whatever. And it took us one try to beat that boss, and we just did it.
It was like not even close.
It was spectacular. So, you know, come back to Eorzea. And then the other, I hit credits again. And so I have finished Stormblood now.
That's right. That's right. So, that's exciting. What'd you think of Stormblood? That might still be my favorite storyline. I really liked it.
My problem is that I feel like now that I'm at the end of it, it feels unfinished. And I think that's kind of like okay, right? Because there's still more to come.
There's more, still
like building it out. But I just, it like didn't feel like a complete story to me. And so I like, that's kind of where I struggled a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I just like, you know, all of the rebels uniting and the big inspiring, like, we have all fought this together. I found extremely moving.
Yes. But like, I mean, we've seen that before, didn't we? That was like the end of A Realm Reborn. Like we've seen...
But A Realm Reborn is like, the empires are all going to decide to stop fighting each other and fight together to save whatever. This is more like all of the different little rebel groups are going to stand up together against the empire.
But are they, though? I don't know that they are, at least where I am in the story. I don't know. But it seems like some of them are getting squashed pretty heavily by the here's the other problem with Final Fantasy XIV. The names... Truly,
so many names.
Like, I just don't get
it's only gonna get worse, let me tell you.
I literally do not understand why they feel the need to put so many long names of people in places in
Gaius
there.
Von Zaius and
Gaius whoever. Von Zaius von Zenos. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense over there. And also I feel like we've been fighting the Garlians. I've been calling them the garlic people for ages, literally since like the first day of the thing. We've been like fighting the garlic people, and it just doesn't make any sense. Like, I thought we did it. I thought we already did this.
Yeah.
Now we're doing it again.
It can be, it's so sprawling that it can be a little hard to follow, especially when there's just like walls and walls of text for you to read. And I'm like, I just can't. I'm sorry.
Well, literally the end of Stormblood, I didn't actually clock this, but I was, you know, playing along with a couple other people, and I was like, there were probably an hour plus of just straight cutscenes in the last five missions.
Yeah.
The five quests of Stormblood. Yeah. It's like,
I'll watch people talk. I'll listen to them talk. But if you want me to just read tiny text of tons of dialogue, I cannot do it.
Yeah. If you're going to make me watch a cutscene, then, you know, pay the voice actors to actually, you know, do it. Because I don't want to read. That's not my job. I'm not paying you for me to read. This is not like a literature class. So, yeah, we'll see how much time I am able to spend on Final Fantasy XIV now with Remake happening. We'll see. I will say, I'm enjoying it. So it's you know, it's fun, which I always said, like, that was the, you know, truth about Final Fantasy XIV. It's like, I'm not playing this to, like, tick off boxes or to check anything. We're not, you know, besides like this conversation, we're not, like, podcasting about it or anything. But it's, like, a fun game. Like, there's, you know, interesting stuff to do. I enjoy a lot of it. I love little Pia, even though I really want to get him a nice little big, you know, wizard hat, but, you know, I can't find one that's actually any good, so it's unfortunate. But I do like Final Fantasy XIV, so we'll see. We'll see how much time we have there, and we'll see how much we play. But it'll certainly be more than the zero that I was playing previously.
Yeah. Yeah, we got lots of Final Fantasy going on in Adam's life now, both online, offline, on the podcast, off the podcast. So if you want to join us, you can do that by going to patreon.com/postshowrecaps. Get into the Post Show Recaps Discord and join us on our Eorzean journey. Can join our free company, which will provide you with lots of resources and help and friends. Friends are good. Friends are nice. It's getting cold outside again. I think that's a part of it too, is like it got warm. Everybody wanted to go outside and like do stuff. It's getting colder. It's getting darker earlier. We can all hang out at night playing around in our fantasy land together.
Whoa. yes, we can. Yeah. You know, come hang out with us. We would love to, you know, we'd love to do that.
Yeah. Patreon.com/PostShowRecaps to join us there. Twitch.tv/HardRockHope to watch me play FF7 Remake in hard mode, as well as Persona 5 Royal, which I'm continuing to fly through, although there are, I am told, hundreds of hours of playtime in Persona 5. Other than that, I've got big news. Very interesting things are happening. And those interesting things are the Mole is back. The Mole Patrol is back. And Rob Cesternino is along with us for the ride. The first episode dropped in the feed right before we started recording this morning. So you can go check out the Mole Patrol covering Netflix's new reboot of the Mole over in the Reality TV Rehapups feed, or just search Mole Patrol. It has its own dedicated feed. We had a great time chatting about the first episode yesterday. Going to be a good time. I have only watched the first episode of the show, so I don't know. I've heard good things. The first episode is fine, but it's a good time. So check us out over there, and you can find me at Hard Rock Hope all over the internet. Adam, what do you got going on besides lots and lots of Final Fantasy?
Is that I have one question about the Mole. Are there still fancy dinners?
I mean, there was a fancy dinner that we didn't really see them eat. We saw them drink.
Okay, I can live with that.
They're staying at what looks like Tony Stark's house.
Okay. I mean, that's a pretty big appeal. I like that.
You know, not traveling around to lots of European hotels and ski chalets and Anderson's mountain hut and things. But they got a nice setup.
But there's something good over there. Okay.
In Australia. Yeah.
Okay. That's exciting. Yeah, I'm all over the place. Very accessible. You can find me basically everywhere. On Twitter, PianoManAdam1. Also on here for Post Show Recaps, this upcoming episode of Who A with just myself and Kevin Mahadeo as Melissa Woodward was out for the week. We talked about Boomtown. And I have to say, we got into some really interesting philosophical and little political discussion over there about Boomtown. So just a silly little Doctor Who show about space and time. But we got into some really interesting discussions over there. So check that out over there on Who A. You have to be a patron to get to that podcast. So go ahead and do that. Also this week, talking with Jess about the new Hulu show Reboot, which is, again, I will keep saying, is a very good show. It's very short. It's like 20 minutes long. It's very easy to watch. It's very funny. Plus, we are having a ton of fun. Todd actually joined us, a PSR patron, joined us on the podcast this last week, so go check that out. And then finally, over at One Undiscoverable Podcast, we are talking about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. We are just over halfway through season 4. We're nearing the end. This last week, we had a very fun episode talking about the return of Greg. And then this week is maybe not as good as last week as it is the Cats episode. So listen to our podcast about that. It's our shortest podcast we have ever done on CXD for an episode, because it was that bad of an episode. But we had a ton of fun talking about it regardless over there. So go check that out. One CXG podcast on Twitter. And then, like Zed said, come play Final Fantasy VII with us, you know, remake that is, or come play Final Fantasy 14 with us as well. We would love to have you.
Double the fun. I don't know. 7 times 2 is 14. There's something
there.
There's
some math there.
There's some math there. There is.
We found some math.
All right. Well, this was just a little appetizer in between projects here to let you guys know we're not going anywhere. And what's coming up next for us here on the feed, we hope you'll join us on our remake journey. I can't wait to hear about Adam's experience next week, and I'm sure you all feel the same. So we will see you right back here next week. Until then, take care. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.